You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know what? Fuck it. I need a beer.
Oh my goodness, a late March bonus Zero Doinks episode? Are either of us going to talk to each other live? Probably not. Are either of us local to Chicagoland? Not for long. Oh baby, why would that be? Well, it's March Madness time. It's Illini time. And things are getting so hot. Let's document it. Let's talk about it. Zero Doinks, love you.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois, Chicago Bears, Bear Down.
Love. Pressure up the middle, runs away, throws across his body, and that is picked! 49ers have it!
Boing, 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 boing!
This will be quick. I think we've all said that before. And it will, though. It's late March. The Bears have made some news. We'll talk a little bit about that. But tonight is about celebrating a slump ending. And the waves opening wide. Is that what happened? Is that what Moses did when he walked through the Red Sea? Did he move waves wide? It's hard to say, but what I'm trying to relay to our beautiful audience is that the Illini are all the way back. The Bears are all the way back, but so are the Illini. If you like college sports or sport, if you like Big Ten hoops or basketball, if you like the state of Illinois, if you like the city of Champaign / Urbana, this is the episode for you. Tune in. You'll probably hear from Dan later, remotely, on top of a dolphin. Zero Doinks. Oh my God, thank you so much for being here for me. My heart is vulnerable. My body has the shakes. I probably gave myself Parkinson's. Through all of this. I don't know if that's possible, but I feel like I did. I feel like my nervous system has completely deteriorated during both the Illinois-Moorhead State game and then the Duquesne game. Let's talk about the Bears first, but let's remember the entire time that the Illini are in the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2005. More on that to come. First of all, since the last time we were here, and Dan Doinks will talk about this in a wee bit remotely, from Florida, spoiler alert, he's in Florida. If you're in Florida right now, just walk to any beach and you might see him. He wears a shirt only when he sunbathes. I think we've talked about that before. He likes to put those cheeks way up in the sun without cream of any sort and likes to get tan all the way over, except his chest. He likes to keep his chest Midwest white, I believe he calls it. Central Illinois white, I think, is trademarked. So last time we talked on episode 1 of season 6, thank you for being here for 6 seasons, that's scary, we talked about where is Justin Fields going to go. Well, guess what? He went to the Steelers. And we discussed, oh, how much are the Bears going to get? Well, things were already trending poorly during that episode 1. And yeah, conditional 6th-round pick in 2025 could be a 4th if he plays over 50% of the snaps. I think I might have that right, might have that wrong. Good luck to Justin Fields. The argument's over. This is not a Caleb versus Justin Fields world anymore that we live in. I hope he succeeds, except if and when we play any team that he is on from here on now. I think we said he's basically Mitch at this point. That's how we left it last episode, and that it hurt to say, but it's got to be harder to hear if you're Justin Fields. So best wishes, bon voyage, I think, as they say in Germany. But the Bears are all the way back. I think the day after the Zero Doink season six, episode one, I think they traded for Keenan Allen. One of our picks this year, I think we're down to like 2.5 picks. That's fine. No big deal. The Bears are all the way back. Let's collect veterans plus 2 hot first rounders, including Caleb Williams. Keenan Allen's going to be perfect for Caleb. What a great 1-2 punch between he and DJ Moore, and potentially another magical wide receiver at pick number 9. Could it be Roma Dunze? Could it be Malik Nabers? Could it be Marvin Harrison? Would he fall? Mike Tannenbaum of ESPN thinks so, but he's also a horribly disgraced former GM of the Jets, so let's not put a lot of faith into that. But man, wouldn't that be the dream? Yeah, that would be incredible. Marcel in Minneapolis, one of our lovely eggs, said that I think he would bust if that happened. I don't know what that means. Google it. It sounds fun. It sounds interesting. And it sounds like you need a full wardrobe change after that. So that's where the Bears are at. Caleb, he had pro day. He had interviews. He's coming to Hallis Hall very soon. He is definitely going to be a Chicago Bear. And for those that don't like his wardrobe, speaking of wardrobes, or his nails, or the fact that he is already a superstar and that intimidates you in some way, I invite you to get over yourself and to embrace what is going to be the new era of Chicago Bears football. We are going to have one of the best quarterbacks in the game before you know it. You don't know what to do with yourself. I don't know what to do with myself, but let's just enjoy it. Can we enjoy it? I think we can start to do that. Let Justin go. Don't worry about the fact that our quarterback is more fashionable than you and more secure in his sexuality and manhood than you might be if you're uncomfortable by the fact he had a pink phone case. At the USC women's basketball game on Monday night, March 25th. I don't know. I have no idea what day it is. I am in an absolute just tidal wave. I am in the middle of it, of college basketball. So let's segue right to that. Dan will give you some more Bears thoughts at the end. The Illini, I mentioned, first Sweet 16 since their national championship runner-up finish, yes, in 2005 when they lost by like 3 points, against North Carolina. That was a magical run. That was a fun team. Darren Williams, Deep Brown, James Augustine, Luther Head, Roger Powell. That was hot. Loved it. This team is really good, though, this 2024 version. They steamrolled the Duquesne Dukes in the round of 32 to get to the Sweet 16. They punched them right in the kisser after what was the first half of basketball against Morehead State on Thursday during Dave Madness that made me a little nervous, but they have not relented since then. It's been three straight halves of unbelievable basketball. I can't speak for the number three seed, Illinois Fighting Illini. Dave Manis, real quick, explosive. It was at my house. It was great. We lost 25% of our syndicate pot over, 10 hours or so. That's a victory if you're paying $25 essentially for a full day of enjoyment. It was awesome. Thank you, Chris and Doinks, for all the delicious food you gave us, and probably we owe you for surviving the day and the following day because of your nourishment. Thank you so much. And so Illini versus Iowa State Thursday around 10 p.m. Eastern in Boston, Massachusetts. Guess what? Your guy, Bill Doinks, and his wife, Kristen, aforementioned, two children, 12-year-old daughter, 8-year-old son, will be there. We're going to be in the house. We're going to be in Boston Garden. We are going to be hopefully celebrating an Elite Eight berth after beating the Iowa State Cyclones, the number two seed. Last I saw, Iowa State was favored by, 1.5 points. That has pushed down from the original line of 3.5. What does that tell you? That tells you there is so much hot Central Illinois corn and oil money rolling in on the Illini. Take a hint from that. If you can bet Illinois in your market, maybe do that. I don't know. That's your money. Don't blame me if it doesn't work. I'm not going to wager on the game because, at least not the line, I don't think. I don't think my heart can take it. I don't think my sphincter can take it. I just don't know that I want that involved because my emotions mean more than any financial gain or loss. So I can't wait to be in the garden. We will UConn versus San Diego State, a rematch of the national championship game last year, is the first game before Illinois Iowa State. So I can't wait to watch that in the flesh as well. I can't wait for the pregame party at what I think is called the Hurricane across the street from the garden. So if you're an Illinois fan in Boston, join me, look for me. I'm not handsome. I right now have moobs. I'm out of shape. My stomach is filled with hams and wine and probably chicken wings. They definitely will be on Thursday, but I can't wait. So I had to record this episode. I had to document it. It's the first Sweet 16 run since Zero Dunk started, and certainly the first one in a very long time, which is a little embarrassing, but that monkey is off Coach Brad Underwood's back. Dan has an incredible prediction for Brad Underwood during his virtual visit from Florida that he'll give you in a sec. But go Illinois. I'm sure they'll win against Iowa State. I'm going to predict that San Diego State's going to beat UConn, and Illinois is going to beat the Aztecs to advance to the Final Four in Phoenix, where I'm going to have to find a way to visit Rory Doinks and go to the game and maybe lose my job for taking too much time off work. And it's going to be worth it for the Illini. They are the greatest team anybody has ever seen in any sport, in any era, and led by Marcus Domask and Terrence Shannon and Coleman Hawkins. Like that's an incredible three-headed monster that you do not want to see if you're a college basketball team. Go Illinois. Thank you for listening. Dan Doinks, I'm going to send it to you to wrap up this episode with your thoughts on the Bears' doings, comings, and goings, and a couple thoughts on Illinois basketball that I know you've been waiting to share with the world. Zedark, see you around draft time, most likely. We love you.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dan Doinks, live from Florida. I'm on vacation with my family. Bill sent me a message. He said, "Oh, hey, motherfucker, you got to get back to work. Send me a recording because the Illini are in the Sweet 16. Who gives a shit, Bill? Just kidding. So since we last recorded, yes, I'm on vacation. I went to Universal Studios. I saw Hagrid. He smells terrible. I saw the Hulk. He has anger issues. I had a turkey leg. Got it in Simpsons Land, Simpsonville. I don't know what we call it. Great time. Great time all around. Anywho, what's happened since last time we recorded? Justin Fields traded to the Steelers. Good for him. I'm done with him. I wish him well. I'm happy he's in the AFC. He's not near the Bears, the Vikings. I don't know if it would have scared me. I don't think he scares me. We know who he is. A new era is here. Caleb Williams is the Bears quarterback. The Bears are all the way back. I know a schedule hasn't been released yet, but I haven't found a fucking loss on there. I'm just preemptively. That doesn't sound right. I don't know. Had a lot of drinks. I'm on vacation. Don't know if I mentioned that. The Bears are back. They're all the way back. They have Keenan Allen. Great trade. He's got a lot of weapons. I don't see a way that we don't win the Super Bowl. At least five of them. Caleb Williams back. Bears back. Can't fucking wait for a football season to start. Cubs are back almost. They're going to win the World Series. This is going to be a great year for me personally. I can't wait. Bill has the Illini. I don't know if he's announced this yet. He may be in person. I don't know. I'm speculating. Brad Underwood still on the hot seat. I think if they don't win the Sweet 16 game, I think he's out. That's a prediction by Dan Doinks. He's out if they do not make it to the Elite Eight. Gophers, tough loss in the Sweet 16 themselves. What else do I have for you? The turkey leg, like I said, was a little gristly. I give it 2 stars out of 5. Could have been better, but the Duff beer was slapping. I do appreciate that. What else do we have? Dave Madness was electric. Hopefully Bill touches on that, but I love you all, except for Bill. Fuck you for making me work while on vacation. But good luck to your Illini. I hope your heart can handle it. I hope Brad Underwood doesn't let you down. If he does, he's getting fired. That's a prediction by Dan Doinks. All right, see you later from Florida. Bears all the way back.
He fucking murdered cancer. That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Suck my dick, cancer.
Double.